are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's a Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, May Adam, the Pier VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pier. And it's time to check in with Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And how are we doing today? I know you got a full house there, don't you?
Yes, we do. Actually, you know, our cat numbers are the lowest I've seen in quite some time, which is fantastic. That doesn't mean there aren't still a whole lot of animals out there looking for their forever homes, but we seem to be on a good downward slide as far as population at the shelter. But the dog area is another story. We're pretty full out there with rumors of another litter of puppies coming in this week. We don't know for sure, but we're preparing just in case.
Yes, my goodness. And I know it's really been busy with the puppies this year, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Since last August, I think, you know, if these puppies come in, it'll be our fifth or sixth litter of puppies. And I think this one has 10. So
my
we are
goodness.
Looking for foster homes. If you are interested, anybody interested in fostering, please let us know. We provide all of the food, the kennels, the toys, the pee pads, the everything you need. We provide all the medical care. So there are no expenses to our foster homes whatsoever, other than just a little bit of love and getting these dogs ready to be adopted, you know, working on some basic commands and house training and things. All we're looking for out of our foster homes is some love and care.
And yeah, it's so rewarding to be able to do that and get them ready, like you said, to be able to go to their forever home and just get off to a good start.
Exactly, yes. So, you know, we've got a four-month-old female pit bull mix puppy out at the shelter right now. She came in from the pound last week, and she is just absolutely a doll. Her name is Tweety. She is playful and fun and bouncy and just a delight. And one little unique characteristic about her, her nose is the shape of a heart.
Oh, yes.
Her face, her snout is white, and she's got a little black heart right on her nose, and it is just adorable. So she is out there waiting to meet her forever family, along with lots of other friends out at the shelter.
Yeah, I saw her picture on your Facebook page, and she is so adorable. Yeah, that little heart nose. You got to love it.
Yeah, she is cute. So yeah, we've got about 10 dogs in care right now. We're open on Saturdays from 11 to 1 if anybody wants to come out and visit and meet all the animals, spend some time with them, and see if their perfect companion is out there waiting for them.
Yeah, that's a great time to come on by and to see the animals. But, you know, if that doesn't work into somebody's schedule, you've got some great volunteers that will work with folks for when they can come in.
Absolutely, we sure do. Yes, just send us an inquiry through our Facebook page or our website. Let us know what you're looking for, what you need. We've got spay and neuter certificates that we sell on Saturdays during open hours also. So, yeah, just shoot us a message and let us know what you're looking for. And a volunteer will get back to you just as quick as they can and try and get you taken care of.
Sounds great. So hopefully we can get Tweety and all the other wonderful animals home. And we encourage folks to check out the website and to stop by during open hours.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Jen, for chatting with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Remember, yeah, you can see the animals on Facebook. Check out the website, peerpaws.com, and see all the cute and cuddly animals that are just looking for that forever home. So there is your Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, May Adam, the Pier VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pier.